Have you ever had a regret? I regret running a little late this evening. But when I read this story about John the Baptist, I can't help but think and feel for John the Baptist, or not John the Baptist, but for Herod, who I think really deeply regrets what takes place. Herod gets caught up in the moment. He gets caught up in the crowd and in the party and the celebration of his birthday. And in that moment begins to say things that later he regrets. He regrets it because John the Baptist was a very special man. And Herod knew that. He knew that well. And unfortunately, the regret that Herod has is compounded by how he responds to the first regret, making the promise to his daughter to give her anything that she wants. His daughter comes to him and makes a very unreasonable and downright evil request. And Herod, still caught up in the moment, goes through with it and grants the request. Instead of taking stock about what's going on, looking at it again with logical eyes, taking himself out of the moment and responding with truth and goodness and righteousness. Jesus provides us with a new moment in which to get caught up. So much so that even the people don't know who he is. They see all the good things that he is doing, all the miracles that he is performing. And in that moment, all logic gets scrambled. They have no idea who this person is. So they get him confused with John the Baptist. They get him confused with Elijah. They get him confused with other great prophets. Fortunately for us, that moment is still here. We have the opportunity to get caught up in that moment of Jesus Christ. To get caught up in that moment of true righteousness. That moment of forgiveness, that moment of reconciliation, of a renewal in how we relate to God, our Creator. That's a moment that we don't want to forsake. We don't want to ignore that moment because the moment is real and living and present. And we can see that presence right here in the Eucharist, in the Blessed Sacrament. We have an opportunity to celebrate that moment each and every day of our lives. Even when we're not in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament, we have the opportunity to get caught up in that moment of Jesus and take the Blessed Sacrament to one another. To be the Blessed Sacrament. As we consume the Blessed Sacrament, we're called to become like it and to reflect that image of Jesus so that it's not unclear who Jesus is. And it's not unclear to other people that Jesus is really and truly present in us and in others. So, as we spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament, as we spend time contemplating this Eucharist and the real presence of Christ, let us also ask Christ to give us that present in ourselves so that we can carry it with us from this place and take it to all the world so that everyone will recognize the goodness and the kindness and the mercy of Jesus Christ in the things that we do.